name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 23rd of July 2009 at 7:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My name's Dan North, I'm from Exeter, and my date of birth is the 20th of September 1974.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth?
I'm now a little bit nervous and sleepy. Those are the two ways I would describe myself, nervous and sleepy, which is a bad mix. I'm kind of excited. I don't know what's going to happen. And it will be a strange experience. I don't know how comfortable I'll find it. I'm not very extrovert or anything like that. So I'm looking forward to finding out what it'll be like.
Are you pleased with your time slot?
I think so. I thought I might like 4 a.m. when it would be very quiet and peaceful, but actually I bet it's a bit strange in the middle of the night. So yeah, it's a good time. It won't be too busy. There won't be tourists demanding me to entertain them, so it should be good.
How did you first hear about the project?
I heard Anthony Gormley talking at the Hay on Wye Literary Festival, and he was talking about it there, and he made it sound really interesting, so I signed up online. I didn't know it was going to be quite like this. I didn't know it was going to be all cameras and things like that, so that makes it a slightly different kind of project, but it should still be interesting.
How did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Quite surprised, but it was exciting. Yeah, it's what I applied for, so yeah, it was great.
Have you been following the project?
I have. I keep a blog, and I've written some posts about it there, and I've followed some of the webcam, which is quite fun to dip into here and there, and I read some of the coverage at the start, you know, art critics giving their opinions, which was interesting.
How do you feel about the media coverage around the project?
Well, there's there's the third party media coverage, which is the art critics talking about it. But I guess I don't know whether this that we're doing now is the media coverage or whether this is part of the artwork. I don't know whether recording it is part of the work. I don't mind what the critics have had to say. You know, they have been mixed. I don't think it's finished yet, and they've tended to judge it on the activities of what individuals are doing up there, which is, I hope, not what it's really about. It's about the collective thing and about occupying the plinth for 100 days rather than whether someone juggle for an hour and things like that. I think it makes more sense as... That's my excuse anyway, because I'm not going to give a performance, so I won't be part of that. I didn't want it to be an audition or, you know, Britain's Got Talent or anything like that. I read a particularly harsh review by Tim Lott, the novelist. I don't know if you've seen that one, but he attacked the plinthers for their scruffy clothes, which I think is one reason to kind of dismiss a lot of the coverage, you know, the is it art question that keeps on coming up.
So what will you be doing on the plinth for the hour?
Mostly I think I'll be responding to the experience of being on the plinth. I'll talk to the webcam, which is always a strange thing, having a one-way conversation with machines, not knowing whether there are people watching and listening. I'm gonna take some notes. I'll blog about it afterwards, I guess. I am a writer, so I kind of will be trying to keep a diary of what I'm thinking. I might just kind of talk it instead to the webcam, which might be more interesting for listeners. I'm gonna hang my camera over the edge on a piece of string. I'll take pictures from the top first, And then hang it down on a string. If people want to, they can look at the photos I've just taken and see what the view is from the top. But I've got quite a long piece of string, so if people want to take the camera and go and take some pictures, they're welcome to. My brother who lives in London said he bets me that somebody will steal it. If they do, then that's just part of it, I guess. I don't mind. Although I probably wouldn't be able to convince the insurance that I was acting responsibly with it when I was dangling it over a plinth on some string. So I'd be interested to see whether people take it up, take the bait, literally. I've also got a notebook, a Moleskine notebook, which I'm going to pass on to the next plinther. I've checked with her that it's okay, and we'll see how far it can go along the line, see how many plinthers pass it along, and they can leave their notes, scribbles, doodles, anything from the top. I noticed there is a guest book here, but it'd be nice if people wanted to write something when they're up there, or not, I'd like to think people would pass it on the line, but if they've got other stuff to be doing, then that's fine. I wouldn't want to infringe on their time.
Would you not be curious to see what all those people wrote in it?
I would. I've put it in an envelope addressed to myself, so, and I've paid the postage, so maybe it will come back to me. Maybe it'll end up here. I don't know. I don't really mind what happens to it. I would be curious. As long as somebody finds it, then it'll be my message in a bottle from the plinth, I guess.
So why did you choose to do those things?
At first, I thought I wasn't going to do anything. I wasn't going to prepare anything. I would just think on my feet when I got up there. I watched quite a few other people on the plinth, and people can do whatever they like, and I knew I didn't want to give a performance, and I just thought it would be interesting to interact with the space. Anything that you do up there is making use of that space for something. I think that's where the art lies, if people kind of interpret that space in their own way. And by the end, hopefully, there'll be a good picture of what the people of Britain do when given a public space, whether they feel a pressure to perform or whether they can just take a moment to themselves. I don't know how I'm going to feel. I feel quite uncomfortable in front of cameras and things like that. So I like the paradox of being very public, but also it's private. I'm gonna switch my phone off, I'll have an hour to myself and see what happens. But I have no idea what's gonna happen.
Have you felt any pressure to perform?
Yeah, kind of. That's one of the things that annoyed me about the coverage, was it was either dismissive of the fact that people, when given a free hour, chose to do what they do anyway. They would busk, or they'd give a speech, or they would try and entertain for an hour, as if that's all people knew what to do. But I don't mind. People can do whatever they want. But on the other hand, people were mocking the quality of what they were doing up there. But then people haven't been selected as artists. They're just, I like the idea of being ordinary. And one of my favorite plinthers was somebody who did, to all intents and purposes, just stand there. But she was obviously having a moment to herself. She was obviously enjoying this experience, this serene hour of just standing there. But I guess to many people, she was doing nothing. But I like that, I thought. Siobhan, who went before me, she sat there and she enjoyed her time, which is great. But I also like the guy who dressed as Godzilla and played swing ball. So each to their own. But there was a pressure, and I did kind of try and think of stuff, but I'm not a performer, so I didn't want to, really.
So can you tell us a little bit more about the blog that you're keeping around?
It's not around this. It's something I keep I teach film studies, and I keep a blog for my students and for other people about movies. But I'm also interested in media more generally, so it seemed like an interesting thing to keep track of. So I've done two or three posts about it, and I'll do another one after this. I'll post my photographs there.
Oh, I was going to ask what you'll be doing with the photographs that you're taking up there.
Yeah, I'll post some of them online, as many as I can. I know that's what people have been doing. They've been pooling photos on the Plinth Watch site and on the One Another site. So, yeah, it's interesting how fast everything gets onto the internet now. It's not, because at first it seemed like a kind of live performance that was then going to be lost. I don't know how I feel about the fact that it's all going to be recorded. That does change things for me, I think, knowing that it changes the way you act, I think. Cameras do that. So, yeah, I'm not going to complain about it. But it changes things. So, yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Now I'm thinking about the recording and...
Have you enjoyed watching other people?
I have, yeah. It's actually always been interesting to log on and see what's going on, because you never know what's going to be on. And I don't mind if it's not exciting, because it's not like Big Brother where you're stuck with them for weeks. Somebody else will be along in an hour. Seeing what other people have done with that time is always interesting.
Can you tell us a bit more about writing? You mentioned before that you were writing.
I'm a lecturer in film studies, so I publish on that subject. So I'm not the fun kind of writer. I'm not a novelist, or I don't write fiction. I analyse cultural products and films and things like that.
And how did you get to be a lecturer in film studies?
I did a PhD in film studies, and then I just kept on into academia. It's kind of, once you get started, it pulls you in, and I was fascinated by it, so I kept on going, and I've been a teacher now for 5 years.
Do you follow arts in general?
I do. I'm not an expert, but I'm a member of the Tate Gallery and the Hayward Gallery, so I do like exhibitions. I'm not an expert, but I enjoy.
Have you participated in arts events before?
I said no on the form, and I'm trying to think, what have I participated in? I don't think anything. No, I'm pretty sure I... Not knowingly. I don't think so.
Who would you say that you're going on the plinth for?
I really wouldn't know how to answer that question. I suppose, honestly, for myself, my own curiosity. I don't have a cause. I guess that question is for people who have a cause or a speech to make. And being a lecturer and being a writer, I have my chance to kind of say what I think in plenty of places. So I guess this is not really the space for me to talk about my favourite things.
What do you hope will happen when you get up on the plinth?
That I won't just sit and freeze and be scared, that I will enjoy it, that it'll be peaceful, it'll be calm, and I'll be able to sit and think, and that I won't care what happens. But until I get up there, I really don't know. Yeah, I just hope it's enjoyable and interesting.
Do you have any fears about going up?
I'm not scared of the simple stuff like heights, although you never know. Sometimes things just kind of make you feel uncomfortable being high up. I'm just uncomfortable being on camera and being on that many cameras. I don't think that's a reason not to do something. But that will be uncomfortable, at least for a while, unless you can forget that the cameras are on you. Because it's not like TV. You don't know who's watching and where they're watching and things like that. I'll get over it.
Do you think you'll go back and watch the hour that you've spent on there?
I probably, whether I'll watch the whole thing... I'll certainly look and check that they used the right angles. But I will. I think I'll take a look and see what happened.
We're trying to build a picture of the people who are going up on the plinth. Would you mind telling us what you consider to be important to you in your life at the moment?
My work is important to me. I'm just really interested in arts right now. So yes, my work is important. I'm writing a new book. I'm going off to the library right after this. My girlfriend is important to me. My family is important to me. That's it really. That's a very broad, abstract question. I have trouble with those. Everything's important in a way.
What's the book that you're writing at the moment?
Oh, I'm writing, it's another film book. It's a history of puppetry and cinema. So I'm off to the British Library to read some old books about puppets. So it sounds strange, but it's hopefully going to be an interesting project. I've used the word interesting so many times. It's such a dull word, I think. And it sounds like a euphemism. It sounds as though, you know, interesting is something you say when you don't really like something. But I hope it will be a worthwhile project.
And have you got your family watching you online, do you know?
I think so. I think my brother and his wife and my two nieces, who I'm staying with at the moment in London, I think they're going to have the computer on over breakfast. My mum's just phoned me, so I know she's watching. I couldn't be here, but she's going to be at work in Cardiff, so I think she's going to try and log on for part of the time. But I don't mind. In fact, I'd almost feel more comfortable if family wasn't watching. I'd feel I could kind of just be a bit more free. I wouldn't have to watch my behaviour at all. Not that I'm going to do anything outrageous. You know, you feel different having your family watching but from complete strangers.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you first applied to this point now?
It's mostly consisted of other people asking me, what are you going to do? And arguments about whether or not it's art. And following it and just feeling like being one of the plinthers, you feel a part of something without really having an idea yet of what it is, because you feel quite close to it. So while it's going on, I guess I could never be a detached observer, because I always knew that I was going to be part of it. So I had to kind of take an interest, I think, and sort of become involved and think about it as well, think about what it might mean.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of the project?
Experimental right now. I think when it's over we'll get a better idea of what happened. So I think the critics need to hold off until it's finished, until the end of the 100 days. But it's an interesting thing. I mean, it's raised all kinds of questions about how you organise that kind of thing and what restraints you put on it. I mean, the net's actually quite beautiful on the plinth. It's really become part of it, but it actually looked at first like this really comical health and safety imposition that they stuck on there. But it's been a fun to follow.
Excellent. Thank you.
Is that the end?
Yes.